day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals. This news update is a presentation of Lindenwood University, devoted to debate, dialogue, and diversity. St. Charles, Belleville, plus 8 regional centers.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris here with Dan Strauss and Eon the Peon, and we're happy to have you aboard. I have a lot of things I want to talk about today, but just I'll give you a little behind the scenes of this show, because I don't really plan things out, but I come in on Friday, and because I don't get to listen to all 3 hours of this show when Frank is here Monday through Thursday, I don't hear everything that the guys talk about. So I come in on Fridays, and I have a bunch of things I want to mention, usually from the last 48 hours of stuff, and I'll say to Ian, did you talk about this? Did you talk about this? Did you talk about this? And sometimes Frank talked about it, and so I'm not going to get into it. And other times, he hasn't touched on it, and so I'm going to bring it up. And one of the stories that I mentioned to Ian was, did you talk about this JFK Goodfellas robbery story where they caught one of the guys involved in this huge heist at JFK Airport in New York back in the late 70s that was featured in Goodfellas? And he said, no, we saw it, but we didn't talk about it, right?
We touched on it just a bit. In the,
on the air or off the air?
On the air. On the air. We just touched on it, though.
Well, forget about it.
No. Keep it, because we didn't get in depth to it or anything like that. Frank said that the guys that were arrested were the guys that were based on the movie Goodfellas.
There's a scene, a major plot point in Goodfellas, which, in my mind, by the way, one of the top three mob movies of all time.
Oh my goodness.
Easily. Yeah.
That and I watch that and Casino every time it's on.
Casino, I don't put in the top three. Actually, I'm going to put The Godfather 1 and 2 together as a field entry.
Yes.
And then I'm going to put Goodfellas, and then I'm going to put Donnie Brasco, which I saw recently again with Johnny Depp and Al Pacino.
Casino's close.
Casino's all right. Top four, top five if you count the good. Look at how many Pacino's in.
Would you consider that?
No. That's a crime.
Just
caper.
A crime.
That's a bank robbery.
Crime group.
Yeah. I would say after those five mob movies we just talked about, you don't need to make any. Nobody ever needs to make another mafia movie.
No.
As far as I'm concerned.
And Robert De Niro and Al Pacino should stop acting just right now.
Well,
no more movies.
They did a few years ago.
And he,
but they still can't do a movie. Yeah. I put a caveat on the end there. No more movies.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Goodfellas thing is, as soon as we started talking about it, moments before going on the air here, all three of us were like, oh, the scene in the movie.
Yes.
Where they've pulled off this giant heist at JFK. They ripped off like $5 million. in untraceable U.S. currency from a vault that was being returned to the United States from Germany. That cash, by the way, has never been found. And in the movie, they're at a bar either that night or the next night, yeah, celebrating the fact that they pulled off this big thing. And it's De Niro and Ray Liotta as Henry Hill. And the other motley members of their gang start coming in.
Well, they were told first, right? Weren't they told up front?
Don't make it.
Everybody lay
deal.
Low
be
for
cool.
a while.
Be yes. cool. This is big. Yes. $5 million heist in 1978 was like $50 million now.
Yes.
Everybody.
Just stash your money away and just
don't do
keep
anything.
Living like
don't,
you were living.
Don't buy anything big.
Don't draw attention to yourself.
Yes.
That's it.
That
yes. So they're at the party, and one of the gang members comes in, and De Niro says, hey, congratulations. Who's this? To the woman he's with. Oh, this is my wife. Oh, I don't think I ever met you before. And then the guy opens up the door to the bar and tells De Niro, look out here. Look at what we got. And it's a brand new Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
Yeah.
And De Niro goes, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? And let me just say, there are certain phrases that Robert De Niro owns. You know, you looking at me, that
yes.
sort of thing. And what did I tell you? What did I? That's the
you, you're
from,
good.
Right,
you.
From Analyze This. Yeah, absolutely. And you can see the look on the actor's face, all the blood drains from his body.
Uh-oh, I
just
up.
With, what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
And his wife is sitting there looking, and yeah, and he's and he just kept going and going
yeah,
and
it
going.
It goes on for three, maybe yeah. 4 minutes of nonstop De Niro berating the guy. And when he's finally done with him, and that guy slinks off into the corner with his wife and has agreed he's going to take the car back, at that moment the door opens up and another idiot member of the gang comes in, and that guy's wife is wearing a full-length white mink stole,
yes,
mink coat. De Niro looks at him and goes, what's wrong with you? What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
And then he says, give me the coat. Give me the coat. And he takes the coat off
yeah.
of her.
He rips it
and
off
both
her.
Women don't yeah. know what's going no, on. What's why wrong? Is this what a bad thing?
What did I tell you?
Yeah. Give me the coat.
By the way, when De Niro says that, what did I tell you? There is no correct answer.
No.
No.
Now, Jimmy, I didn't know what to... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They say I'm sorry 100 times. That's not it.
No.
Oh, no.
So that takes me back to this story about the guy, this 78-year-old guy, Vincent Ansari. Asaro, who they caught in connection with the real crime. First of all, I didn't know that a crime like that hadn't... Isn't there a statute of limitations on...
We were talking
yes,
about
we,
that.
From the article I read, they were not yeah. able to charge him with robbery because the statute of limitations has ended. But okay. racketeering, they were able to charge them with racketeering.
What is racketeering?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You hear that all the time.
I know.
They were going to use the RICO statute. All I know of a RICO is the R stands for racketeering, and I don't know what that is.
Isn't it pretty much, well, let's say with this case, after you rob the $5 million, that's one crime. Anything you do with that money afterwards, isn't that racketeering?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know what
cleaning racket, the money up or what would
it, I know what racquetball is. That give me a legal definition of racketeering, if you would. But the thing about, you know, the what did I tell you part of it, one by one, a lot of the people who were involved in this, and not just the five guys who pulled it off, but a lot of the women who were married to those guys, one by one, they ended up dead through the years.
Oh.
So, you know, whoever the De Niro character Jimmy was in real life probably just got fed up with everybody. What did I tell you? You're dead.
Yeah.
You're not just dead to me. You're literally dead.
A racketeer is a person who commits crimes such as extortion, loan sharking, bribery, and obstruction of justice and furtherance of illegal business activities.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Illegal that, business activities.
That pretty much means if we can't get you on one thing, we're going to get you on the other
yes.
thing.
Well, look how they got Capone on tax evasion.
That's
right?
Pretty much every mob way of business right here.
Here's the other thing about this story. According to court papers, an unidentified cooperating witness told investigators that he participated in the robbery at the direction of this guy, Asaro. An unidentified cooperating witness. Dead. Whoever yeah. that person is, that person is now is going to be dead.
Or he's in the witness protection program.
Doesn't matter.
No. They'll find him. Didn't
Henry Hill lived his whole life towards the end of his life.
Yeah, he got.
He didn't even have the production anymore.
No,
he was going on
TV.
I
think everybody was like, "Eh, whatever." At that point,
no, I guarantee you, there were some people who are like, "Is that F word still on 60 Minutes? He's dead. If I find out where he is, he's dead. What do you mean if you find out where he is? He's talking to Morley Safer in New York right now. How hard is that for you? You mean the mob can't find him, a Morley Safer can
in New York?
What did I tell you? Did I tell you don't go on 60 Minutes? I told you. What did I tell you? All right. Now, speaking of TV stuff, and 60 Minutes, as a matter of fact, Jay Leno is going to be on 60 Minutes on Sunday night in a profile done by Steve Croft. Now, Leno's last show on The Tonight Show this time around is going to be on February 6th, so only a couple of weeks away. And then, I guess, the Olympics come on, and then Jimmy Fallon debuts a couple of weeks after that. And they've already announced that his first guests are going to be Will Smith and U2, because we don't have anybody who's had success in the last 5 years.
Huh. Huh. Will Smith and U2.
Well, I mean, those
U2's
are...
U2's big.
Those are big names. I'm not dissing either of them. They're both big names. It's just Will Smith's movie, After Earth, last year. I still remember what Hipperson said about it. And Will
Smith, are they Scientologists now? Is that what the deal is? I don't know.
I think they're supposed to be on the outs, the two.
Oh, they're on the outs.
Jada Pinkett. And I don't know which one was the Scientology proponent.
I'm going to stop right now because that particular group of people is very litigious and... Anything I say is going. What did I tell you? My lawyer will call me up. What did I tell you? Did I tell you not to talk about Scientology? What did I tell you? So there's a clip of what Leno is going to be saying on Sunday night on 60 Minutes with Steve Croft, and I want to play for you and then talk about it a little bit. Roll that.
You would have liked to stay.
It's not my decision. And I think I probably would have stayed if we didn't have an extremely qualified young guy ready to jump in. Sure, I probably would have stayed a little longer. But we have somebody very good, very talented. I think he's, you know, he's probably more like a young Johnny than almost anybody since. And he's really good. So you go with the new guy. Makes perfect sense to me. If they said, look, you're fired. We don't know who we're going to get. We don't know what we're going to put in there. But anybody but you, we just want you out of it. I would be hurt and offended. But this makes perfect sense to me. I understand this.
Now, I tried to find a clip of what Leno was saying when he was giving up the throne to Conan.
Wasn't it essentially the same thing?
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. You know, Conan's a great guy. He's earned it. He's done that show for 13 years. And I'm going to step aside now and let him take over. And I'm sure he'll do great. He's wonderful. He's very funny and all that sort of stuff.
I don't think they asked him if he would have stayed last time because nobody even thought... That would be...
Well, the first time that he was replaced, it actually started 5 years before that.
Right.
When I think Jeff Zucker or whoever was running NBC at the time said, look, Jay, you know, the mess we went through after when Johnny was leaving about whether you would get this job or Letterman would get this job, and we ended up giving it to you, we really don't want to go through that ugliness again. So we would like to officially announce a line of succession that Conan is going to get your chair and desk once you leave. But I think it would help us if we could say when that is, because people are going to say, oh, is Jay planning on leaving? And we should say. And Jay was like, well, I'm not leaving now. Well, no, we'll make it 5 years from now. And in his mind, he went, oh, all right, 5 years.
I mean, you know, a lot can happen in 5 years.
A lot can happen in 5 years. But that was the plan. And they signed paperwork with Conan to take over the show. And he did take over the show. And... then Conan's show wasn't doing all that well, and NBC still had Jay under contract, and so they put Jay on in prime time. Remember, 10 o'clock?
Yes, I
10
do.
O'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock our time each night was the new Jay Leno show.
So they had two crappy shows going on at once.
Yes.
But Jay's show...
I wouldn't even say Conan's show was crappy, because I like Conan.
Oh, I would say his Tonight Show was crappy.
Oh, it was horrible, I thought. Yeah. But Jay, when he was in that time slot, in the Tonight Show time slot, he had good numbers, right? He had good ratings.
Number one!
Yeah.
He's still number one right now.
Yeah, by the way, as soon as he took over from Conan again, number one, still number one to this day.
Yeah.
Except for the first few years where Letterman beat him, He has pretty much been undefeated number one every night all through the years. And so now it comes around, and NBC probably went to him and said, look, you know, we don't want to have the problem we had with you and Letterman, and certainly we don't want to have the problem we had with you and Conan. So we'd like you to step down in 2014, and we'll give the job to Jimmy Fallon, who, by the way, has only been on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon for 5 years. Conan had been doing it for 13 years.
Yeah.
Now, I was never a Conan fan. I know you like him a lot, and I thought that he did some occasionally clever stuff, but he just got on my nerves. I didn't think he was that funny.
I'm with you on that.
I think he was too much of one of those guys who thinks he's a funny frat brother, mm-hmm. but is just annoying to other people, plain people like me. And I think Fallon is... I think calling him a young Johnny Carson is idiotic, because Fallon is so different from what Johnny Carson was, in that not only can he put on a fun show every night and does, but those impressions that he does.
Oh, he's extremely talented.
And the musical stuff that he does on that show. You know, we had Springsteen back on there a week or two ago.
That was hilarious.
The Chris Christie thing and all of that stuff. I think Fallon is a terrific entertainer in... You know, I guess you could call Carson an entertainer. I think you call Letterman a broadcaster, and Jay Leno he's a comedian. He's a stand-up comic.
Yeah, maybe he's saying that because Johnny used to do skits, almost like Saturday Night Live skits during his show, the earlier years.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you know, like a skit, a comedian.
Last night, Jimmy Fallon had on Dick Cavett.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Dick Cavett was dead. As soon as he says, we're going to have Dick Cavett on, I'm like, I thought he was dead. Dick Cavett looked great. He came out and they had an old type of set like Dick Cavett would have, the two chairs.
Oh, yeah?
And they sat down in that in that area, and he talked with Dick Cavett for a little bit.
See, then that's another clever thing that Fallon's people will do. They'll say, okay, we're having him on. Let's do that. I mean, you know, I saw him having Tina Fey on there, and they played, you know, Password with some people from the audience one night, or they'll play Beer Pong.
Right.
That sort of stuff. Now, I don't know if the games are going to carry over to the Tonight Show. And some people who were big fans of Conan when he was on later, not later with Carson Daly, but in the later time slot, they thought that when he changed to the earlier time slot, his show didn't do as well because he tried to kind of change it and broaden out the appeal. I think Fallon already has the broad appeal.
I think so, too.
I think he's going to succeed.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, what is Leno going to do in 2 weeks? Part of the answer is he's still under contract to NBC until September. So it's not like he can jump to anybody else. And people have been saying, oh, I'm sure Fox wants to get him because ABC has Jimmy Kimmel. CBS has David Letterman. He's not going anywhere for a few years. NBC is going to have Jimmy Fallon in that slot. TBS already has Conan. Somebody said, well, maybe Jeff Zucker would want him at CNN, to which Jay Leno essentially said, I'm not going anywhere Jeff Zucker goes. That whole Jeff Zucker thing didn't work out for me the first time. So people said, well, maybe he'll go to Fox now.
With Arsenio? Well, Arsenio Hall?
Arsenio's not on Fox. Arsenio's on is a syndicated show, like he was the first time.
Yeah.
And the reason Arsenio ended up having to go off the air was that Letterman made that move and took away a lot of Arsenio's stations, which were CBS affiliates. But the question is, Jay Leno's 65 or 66 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah. Does... all right, maybe he's not 65. 62. I'm guessing. I don't know. Mm. But does the Fox Television Network or any other broadcaster want to start up a new late-night competitor with a guy in his early 60s? Yes, the guy's been number one for many, many years.
But the reason NBC is changing is because they want the younger demographic.
Yeah. Of course, they wanted the younger demographic with Conan O'Brien, and when he took over the show, the demographics did not change.
Yeah, and they brought Jay, they brought Jay back.
Right, and the demographics did not change there either. Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert get the youngest audience in late night, and they're on an hour before all of those other guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually don't think that Jay Leno is going to be on TV nightly ever again. You know, he'll go back to doing his gigs around the country. You could see him come in, come into St. Louis and do maybe a big Friday or Saturday night show at the Fox, maybe both nights. I'm sure he could do, you know, a week at the Mirage in Las Vegas or somewhere else in Las Vegas and continue to tour around the country. And, you know, he always has joked, I don't think it's a joke, that he has been banking his Tonight Show money. Yeah. Hasn't spent any of it. His entire income has been from the stand-up gigs that he continues to do to this day. Which Johnny also did, by the way. When Carson hosted the Tonight Show, he did gigs all over the country. Did one here in St. Louis with the Rat Pack.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
65 or 66 or something.
At the Chase Park Plaza.
So, I think that the Jay Leno era may finally be coming to an end. And then there are the people who go, well, I guess if Jimmy Fallon doesn't work, what are they going to do, bring Jay back again? No. I don't think they can afford it. Can you?
I would never say never.
Yeah,
with
NBC,
this whole deal, I would never say never.
NBC is so strange. I don't understand their mindset with anything. Let's not do what we had with Johnny, because they had success with Johnny, and then they have Leno that takes over, and that show's successful.
Yeah,
even though then they don't want to screw everything up. So let's get rid of this successful show and just change it instead of just letting it alone and just let it go.
Why wouldn't you just say to Jay Leno, look, Jay, you're number one. As long as you're number one, you got a job.
Yeah.
You know, you slip down to number two. Okay, that's going to be in your contract. Then we can make a move and bring somebody else in here. But as long as you are number one in the ratings.
Yeah.
Why would you want to risk that? I think you're right, Dan.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And here's the other part of the equation. So Jimmy Fallon's moving up an hour from 11:30 our time to 10:30 our time. Seth Meyers, the head writer and weekend update anchor at Saturday Night Live, is going to take over the 11:30 slot.
Mm-hmm.
I predict disaster.
Yes.
Because, first of all, can anybody tell me anything that Seth Meyers has ever done without Amy Poehler doing the really bit at the anchor desk? Anything that Seth Meyers has ever done that's stuck in your mind as really good?
No.
No. And it's I don't think it's his fault, but I don't think he comes across as likable.
I agree.
I mean, Jimmy Fallon was, you know, totally different.
Always likable. And Fallon, multi-talented.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers doesn't seem to be multi-talented. Now, he may surprise us. And it would have to be a surprise, wouldn't it?
Yeah. When Jimmy Fallon started that show, I thought, oh, look at him. He looks so awkward, and he looks like he's scared to death. But
I'm sure
still,
he was.
He still has that look, though. He has that look of awkwardness. I think that's his shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really
method
who he is.
Of how he performs.
Yeah. Well, I really think that that's who he is. I think when he brings a big star on that show, he can't believe that a big star is going to come and sit next to him on his show.
And he's giddy about it. Yeah.
Yes. He's thrilled.
Yeah.
Or have Bruce Springsteen dressed up, standing right next to him, singing.
Wait a second. Yeah. Wait a second. You mean I'm going to get to do a song parody of Bruce Springsteen, and Bruce Springsteen's going to do it with me?
Yeah.
You know, that's him as a 15-year-old in his bedroom dreaming, maybe someday. And then it actually comes true?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I think the guy's unbelievably talented, and I didn't realize how talented he was until he got that show.
I agree. Now, yesterday, NBC made another announcement, because Seth Meyers is leaving Weekend Update and Saturday Night Live, so who's going to be the new anchor of that? I thought that they were going to just let this woman, Cecily Strong, do it, because she's been co-anchoring like for the last year and a half, maybe?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And she's okay.
This season, I think she just started doing it. I think Seth was still doing it by himself.
Last year. Okay. She's okay, but she's not great at the job. Pretty high bar that's been set there in the past by Tina Fey, Dennis Miller. Some people liked Norm Macdonald in the job.
Chevy Chase. Was Chevy Chase in there?
He was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin Quinn
did. I like Colin. Yeah. Not a lot of people don't. For a while, it was Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. With Bill Murray doing his movie reviews. I mean, there have been so many different people who've gone through that desk through the years. They announced yesterday that the new co-anchor with Cecily Strong is going to be Colin Jost.
Colin Jost.
J-O-S-T. He is the head writer of Saturday Night Live. So, Tina Fey was the head writer before they put her on camera to anchor Update. That worked out well for her. Seth Meyers was the head writer. Well, writing for Tina, mm-hmm. and then she left, and he got the job at the desk. That's worked out for him. I don't know if it'll work out for the rest of us. So yesterday, I don't know who it was, but I saw on Twitter, somebody tweeted, NBC announces host of The Tonight Show for 2035. Because apparently that's how the hierarchy is.
That's funny.
And here's the last part about this that makes the whole thing so weird. Lorne Michaels is now going to be in charge of every late night show on the NBC television network.
Really?
Yes. Because he's run he ran the Conan show. He brought Conan in for that show after Letterman left. NBC turned to him to find somebody and do that. Then when Conan went to The Tonight Show, NBC still owned The Tonight Show, but Lorne Michaels owned the 12:30 slot, the 11:30 slot. And I don't know, maybe he doesn't own the Carson Daly 12:30 slot, but who cares? Nobody watches.
No.
Mrs. Daly says, I forgot to record you again last night, honey. I still love you. So now he's going to have Jimmy Fallon at 10:30, Seth Meyers at 11:30, plus Saturday Night Live on Saturday nights, all under the Lorne Michaels umbrella.
So he now has the Tonight Show, Lorne Michaels?
Yes,
does?
Yes, once Jimmy Fallon takes over.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. I know we're desperately late. Let's break. We'll come back in a moment here. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at this Friday afternoon traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like we already have a stalled vehicle northbound 55 at 44. Another one eastbound 370 at the Earth City Expressway. Looking at westbound 40, getting heavy now between Hampton and McCausland. You are really stopped up, though, between Long Road and the Boone Bridge. And northbound 170 slowing from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. And this traffic report brought to you by AutoTrader.com. Find a great deal on a brand new car at AutoTrader.com. Compare prices and special offers on new cars from local dealers. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
And Monday morning on McGraw Live, we'll recap the Grammys. I'll have news updates. Tim Weiland will help you navigate the Monday morning rush hour. And Jason Lamar will recap the sports weekend. Plus, Gail Pennington and David Stokes. It's McGraw Live weekdays starting at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Everybody loves hardwood floors, and everybody pays a premium, except if you call Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They have pricing direct from the factory, which means lower prices for you. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has been around well over 15 years and now have three locations in Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. It's a locally owned and operated company, so you're not paying for national advertising. They have installation classes, and they'll teach you everything you need to know to save even more money. Better yet, if that's not your style, they'll find you somebody who will install the hardwood floors from Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, and you'll still save big. Huge selections of colors and styles in stock and always at the best price. If you're thinking about installing hardwood floors and setting off your house just right, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is the only way to go. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com. Three locations, Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. Locally owned and operated, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Last night, I had this amazing dream. I dreamed
that I finally had the ribbon-cutting ceremony at my new yoga studio. Everyone in town was there, and parked out back was
the cutest little convertible that my parents got me for my birthday. I drove it home and went inside to find
the coolest man cave ever, with a finished home theater and a walkout that led to a killer backyard with
a treehouse shaped just like a pirate ship. It was
the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we all deserve to set our sights on the things we'd love to accomplish this year. American Family Insurance is always there protecting your dreams. Our agents can help make sure you have the right coverage, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
And I will do it for you.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. From home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code, to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home, Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs. From simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system, Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the Tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's S-T-R-E-I-B electric.com.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't let go. Don't let go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. We talk to our loved ones often, but we all should have the talk of a lifetime. Sitting down and talking to someone about their life story can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that mattered the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Vivian, and Dan, and later on Joe Hipperson will talk about movies and showbiz stuff. Bill Cleveland will be along, Mike Evans, and then at 6 o'clock, Sandy Miller with the Fox 2 News. And then is that when we start our coverage of the pregame for the Pro Bowl?
I think so.
The most exciting sporting event in the world.
Oh, that's hideous.
No, that's after the Olympics preview.
Oh, that's right. First we
have, Olympics first. Preview. Then
Sochi 2014.
Did you, speaking of Sochi, did you see the picture of the toilets?
No.
Sochi?
Yes.
No.
There's a picture that a guy took who's over there, a reporter who's going to be covering the games, and he got there a couple of weeks early to start doing scene setters and that sort of stuff. He's a reporter for the BBC named Steve Rosenberg, and he went to the bathroom at the Cross Country Skiing and Biathlon Center, went into the men's room, and there are two toilets, but only one stall. I don't mean two urinals, and then there's a stall with a toilet in it. I mean, in the stall, there are two toilets right next to each other.
In the stall? So you go in.
It's not even a stall. There's no door.
No, it's just two toilets in the middle of the bathroom.
Oh, that's weird.
So you. That's all you got? That's weird?
That's.
Oh, man.
Would it be weirder if I told you that the toilet paper was only on the side of one of the toilets? I'm not making that part up.
Really?
That's true.
Hey, can you spare a square?
I don't have a square to spare.
Yeah. Can you give me a... yeah.
Russians who saw this said, this is actually the way it is in most of our soccer stadiums. Sometimes you'll go into a men's room here, it'll be two urinals and three toilets in a large room.
Oh,
no separation between anything.
Wow. Hey, buddy, how about that backfield? Man, what are you doing over there?
Who does number two work for?
Not for the guy on number one. Also, speaking of the Olympics, do you remember a movie, I think it was in the early 90s, called Cool Runnings, about the Jamaican bobsled team?
Yes, sure. John Candy, right?
John Candy. I was trying to remember who it was who was in that.
Yeah.
And Dougie Doug, I believe, was in that also. They... The Jamaican bobsled team has qualified for this year. It's the first time they've been in it since 1988 in Calgary.
Was that when the movie came out?
The movie came out in 93, but it was about them getting to Calgary in 1988. And so they haven't been in there for the last several Olympics. And over the weekend, they qualified to compete. But the problem is they're broke.
So they can't get over?
So they are going online and trying to crowdfund their team, you know, like through Kickstarter or some other online website. And they needed $80,000. In the first 3 days, they got $200,000.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So
good for them.
Jamaican bobsled team, man.
Cool Runnings, too.
Now, Cool Runnings, that was, that was.
If they don't make a sequel, somebody's not paying attention. And by the way, here's the sequel, the plot of the sequel. First, they're a team and they try to qualify. Then they have to get the funding. Then they go to the Olympics, and because they're from Jamaica, they need marijuana. They meet the team from Colorado. They're in.
Yeah, beautiful.
All comes together. They become best friends with the U.S. team because it's full of people from Colorado Springs and Aspen.
Pass me some of that toilet paper, Mon.
I need to roll some.
Mon, did you see the two toilets in one? That's wrong, Mon.
Oh, Mon.
That's just plain wrong. Let's go to the phones. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Paul, do you remember the Friday show with the Rastafarian cook? On way back when, it was on ABC.
That was when ABC tried to do a version of Saturday Night Live, and it was called Fridays.
Yeah. Right.
It had one of the people on it was Michael Richards, who later went on to Seinfeld, of course. Larry David was on that show.
Had a lot of good music groups, if I recall.
Yes, they did.
I'll take your word for it. I can't remember the musical groups.
Yeah, but that Rastafarian guy come out there with the ganja, you know, I could just see it now.
Yeah.
There were a couple other wisecracks I could have made about the two toilets, but I'll get back to what I called about. I got first of all, always been a fan of Leno's, and I told Dan I think Conan O'Brien reminds me of Sheamus, the WWE wrestler. And if anybody doesn't believe it, just Google their pictures. but I think this my prediction is that Fallon is going to knock Letterman right off the air.
Well, nobody knocks Letterman off the air. Letterman is going to retire when he wants to retire.
He owns a show.
But I just think Fallon's going to blow him away.
Can you imagine if CBS went to David Letterman and said, Dave, have you even thought about this? The fit that he would have on the air for a month after that. He would stay on the air for another 5 years to spite them for suggesting it.
I was kind of surprised that Leno was going to be on 60 Minutes. I really thought he'd show up on Letterman.
Well, he can't right now. Well, I guess technically he could, but
sure, when he's done.
There's been speculation about that, and I remember Letterman said not too long ago to a guest who asked him about that he and Leno had been talking, so maybe that would happen. I don't know. I will tell you that if you ever saw Leno on Letterman's old late-night show when he was on NBC before Leno got the Tonight Show, when they were best buddies from the days when they would work together at the Comedy Store in L.A., that was when you saw Jay Leno as the best stand-up comedian in America.
You know, the best day for Letterman was when he did those morning shows. I was working at a radio station back then. And he was on the mornings on NBC, and those were funny shows.
I remember.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for calling. Couple of other things here on my desktop, just random stuff that came across this week. There's a guy in Hong Kong named Cecil Chow. Cecil Chow is extremely, extremely wealthy, multiple billions of dollars. He also is a father, got a 33-year-old daughter named Gigi Chow. Gigi is lesbian and has been living with her partner for many, many years. Cecil doesn't want his daughter to be a lesbian, so he offered $60 million to any man who married his daughter. That got a couple of thousand responses. I'm sorry, 20,000 responses from men who wanted to date her. Gigi said, I'm not going to date and marry men. A, I'm a lesbian, and B, I'm in a committed relationship with my girlfriend. So what did Cecil Chow do? He doubled the offer to $120 million.
Why wouldn't the guy come in and say, listen, let's do this and then split it? We'll get married.
She's going to get money regardless.
I know. But
yeah, what does she need to split
it? What is she getting out of that?
She doesn't have to split it.
Why would I split my inheritance with some guy who, by the way, I'm never going to have sex with? Imagine this, by the way, reversed the other way. Your daughter is heterosexual. She wants to marry a guy. You want her instead to marry a woman, and you offer that money. Can you imagine the story that would be? Because I can see either men or women who are gay being told by other people, what's the harm? You pretend, but reverse it the other way.
Yes.
And people go, oh, I'm not doing that, even for $100 million.
Yeah.
He says, I've never counted how many women I've slept with. This is Cecil, the 76-year-old guy. He says, every day you can date one, two, three, four women. I have a lot of friends. We share our life together. I'm not just living into one person. Oh, the number is probably close to 10,000.
Oh.
Good grief. Who is he, Wilt Chamberlain?
Well, no, he's only half the man Wilt Chamberlain was. Wilt was 20,000.
Half in stature, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The daughter, Gigi, says she still has a good relationship with her father. She says, I think he just wants grandchildren. Quote, first of all, I'm concerned about his use of the word dowry in an Asian country because there have been people killed for their dowries, and it's a major human rights concern. But secondly, I don't think my dad's offering of any amount of money would be able to attract a man that I would find attractive. Alternatively, I'd be happy to befriend any man who himself was willing to donate huge amounts of money to my charity. And then she gets in a plug for the charity.
Yeah, great.
By the way, thanks, Dad. I love you. That's a nice way to handle that. You know why she says it that way? Wants to stay in the will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
354 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right. Here's a guy that needs a couple of billion dollars or a couple million, just like I do, just like we all do. Here's Tim Weiland.
It would be fun.
Yes.
All right. You were looking at an accident on westbound 70 east of Jennings Station. Also another one at Shackelford at New Halls Ferry. Slower traffic now on southbound 170 from Ladue down through Highway 40. Northbound 55, that right lane is slowing north of Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Still pretty slow on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. Your slow long road to the Boone Bridge also. This traffic report is brought to you by Radio Shack. Get up to $300 when you trade in your eligible working phone at Radio Shack through 131. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day, and we make fun of stuff too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. An incredible vacation at an outstanding value from Brentwood Travel. That's what you'll find at St. Louis's largest cruise show, the 24th Annual Cruise Expo, sponsored by Brentwood Travel on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 24th through the 26th in West County Center. Right now is the time to get incredibly low prices on all types of cruises anywhere in the world, like large and small ships, river cruises, sailing ships. With 15 of the world's top cruise lines represented at one big show, you won't find a better opportunity to get a fantastic deal on the vacation of a lifetime. And along
along with these low prices. You'll find a variety of bonuses like cabin upgrades, onboard gratuities, free shore excursions, cruise and air discounts, Macy's gift cards, or even free airport parking at Park Express. And someone will win a free Royal Caribbean cruise for two just for registering. It all starts at Brentwood Travel's Cruise Expo, January 24th through the 26th at West County Center, I-270 and Manchester Road. Don't book anywhere until you've talked with the experts at Cruise Expo. Details at BrentwoodTravel.com. Some offers are for selected departures only. Restrictions apply on all gifts and promotions.
Severe weather can happen at any time.
At any time.
Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings.
We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
It's the Tigers versus the Gamecocks.
7 seconds to play. Another rebound for Jonathan Williams, the third. He's got 13. Crowd comes to its feet. Missouri picks up the win.
Tomorrow, the Gamecocks of the University of South Carolina come to Mizzou Arena to take on our Mizzou Tigers.
Bang, you buried it.
Coverage begins at 2:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew. It's producer Todd, now the former producer Todd. My last day with KTRS Friday, but of course on Monday they'll still continue on somehow, and you're going to learn why I left the show. I don't even know what guests they have on Monday. They probably don't have any lined up since I did everything for the show, but be sure to tune in. It's going to start at 1 o'clock.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local. The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in for Mizzou Monday on Wednesday. That's right. Mizzou Monday is on the air Wednesday from 6:30 till 9 p.m. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huard. We'll recap the last game, talk about the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Monday on Wednesday is brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning vodka from the Netherlands, and the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.